The minutes from the Reserve Bank Board reveal the decision to cut Australia's official interest rate to its lowest level ever this month was not an easy one. A key concern for board members was the impact on people with savings accounts, in particular older Australians who rely on interest from bank deposits as part of their income. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, is just back from the RBA's headquarters in Sydney's Martin Place, and he joins me in the studio now. Peter, the RBA did decide to cut rates. What do today's minutes show about how difficult it was for the board to come to that decision?
Well, Eleanor, to say the RBA board struggled or even agonised is probably way too strong, but the board was certainly aware of the impact on depositors who've been seeing interest rates on their money basically evaporating as the cash rate's been falling in recent years. In what depositors might see as a bit of an understatement, the minutes said that changes in interest rates can have, quote, different effects on different groups of households, but that members recognise that many older Australians rely on interest income, which would decline with lower rates. But as we know, regardless of those considerations, the cash rate was cut to 1.25% a fortnight ago, and the minutes show we should probably expect more to come if money markets are any guide, given that move to do what it takes to lower the jobless rate to 4.5%, and that's the main game. Money markets see there's a 54% chance that rates might be cut again in July, but most pundits are looking at August, then November on Melbourne Cup Day, which would take the cash rate down to 0.75%.
So do these minutes shed more light on the data that the board took into account to support this cut, and indeed that they will take into account to support future cuts?
Well, the big argument is getting that jobless rate, which is currently 5.2%, down to 4.5%. The Reserve Bank's reiterated that 4.5% is now the measure they see as full employment, but the bigger argument was based on the outlook for getting the Australian dollar lower, which will help exporters, reducing borrowing rates for business and lower interest payments for households, which would free up other spending. And of course, one of the big issues about the housing correction and tighter lending standards is the impact on consumption in Australia, and basically the Reserve Bank wants to get people spending and spending fast.
So we've already got interest rates at historic lows. There's been a lot of talk about other measures besides lower interest rates to help stimulate the economy. Do the minutes tell us anything about that?
Yeah, the board noted towards the end of the statement, Eleanor, that lower interest rates are not the only monetary policy lever around, and that other options might assist in lowering the rate of unemployment towards that 4.5% we were mentioning. And they didn't actually mention the term quantitative easing. That's a metaphorical money printing, buying bonds and mortgages from businesses. But in recent months, the RBA Deputy Governor Guy Debelle has flagged the option of that quantitative easing to help stimulate the economy. And of course, that was used by major global central banks out of the United States and Europe and Britain during the global financial crisis a decade ago. But it's very clear that the Reserve Bank is, you know, focused very much on getting that jobless rate down. And of course, if traditional interest rate cuts in stimulating the economy aren't enough, and we don't see those anticipated tax cuts from the government coming, there may be what they would call more unconventional measures.
And the Reserve Bank's also been looking at loan arrears in Australia and the pressures on borrowers. What are they finding?
Well, to sum it up, I would say that they're probably alert but not alarmed. That's because 1% of Australian loans are non-performing or in arrears, and that's pretty small compared to other developed economies like in Spain, which is close to 5%, then France and the United Kingdom, where there's been a lot of unemployment post the global financial crisis. The question in Australia is why arrears are on the rise despite growing employment. And at the moment, 99% of Australian home loans are either on track or ahead of schedule, but we're certainly not seeing the levels that we last saw during the 1990s recession.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent, thank you.